time now for How You Built That. And today we're going to update a story we ran a while back with Monica Mizrachi in San Diego, California. And her story starts a few years ago when her daughter Leia was packing to go overseas on a gap year program.
She was going to be traveling to 14 different countries, which meant that she was going to be living out of a suitcase. So we needed to find a system where she would be very organized in her travels to be able to survive out of a suitcase pretty much for the year.
Okay, if this were me or maybe even you, you know, we could just throw a bunch of clothes into a suitcase and forget about it. But Monica, she is incredibly organized.
I was a mathematician in college, and I was always very into order. Like, in math, there's one solution.
But when it came to packing?
I just couldn't find the system. We tried with Ziploc bags, we tried many other packing cubes, but you couldn't see your things. And I wanted to turn a suitcase into a set of drawers.
And what Monica came up with was a modular set of clear, squishy plastic cubes that you could stack inside a suitcase and pull out by a handle.
When you open your suitcase, you can see everything in your suitcase.
And eventually, Monica ran into a friend at a barbecue who happened to work with factories in China. So, of course, she showed him her plans.
Then he says, "This looks really interesting." And he took it to China and he made a prototype for me. I told him I wanted clear, I wanted the piping, I wanted to have a handle. And he made the first prototype.
Soon after that, Monica scraped together some money and placed an order for 14,000 of these packing cubes. And a few months later, a truck driver pulled up in front of her house.
I thought I was getting maybe 50 boxes or something. We had a 20-foot container full of boxes. And I'm like, oh my God, what did we do?
And that was the precise moment when Monica realized she'd forgotten one very crucial detail. She had not gotten the word out about the packing cubes.
No, I didn't have a single client. I hadn't sold a single cube.
Fortunately, her son Solomon had studied business and marketing in college. And so he stepped in and he said, "Mom."
He said, "We are going to work really hard. We're going to put it online and we're going to sell it."
So Solomon started to email mommy bloggers about the cubes, and one of them posted it on Pinterest. And sure enough, he says,
"We just got, you know, 6 or 7 orders, and like that was a big deal at the time. That was like, wow, like this is working, you know."
And he actually liked the idea so much that Solomon bought the company from his mom, and he called it Easy Packing. Now, she still helps out with the accounting, and her husband does the legal work. And our other kids help out too, but Solomon, he now does the bulk of the work.
You know what? It's been an amazing honor to work with my son. I never thought I would work with my son. If it hadn't been for him, I would not have been able to do it.
That's Monica Mizrachi of Easy Packing. Today, her son Solomon and his fiance run the company full-time, but Monica still helps out. And since we first ran this story, they've expanded to selling in Europe and have basically doubled their business, selling over 10,000 packing cubes in the past year alone. If you want to learn more about Easy Packing or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.